USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Louisiana residents are getting restless as more than 900,000 homes and businesses remain in the dark. According to GasBuddy.com, more than half of the gas stations in New Orleans and Baton Rouge are without fuel, causing long lines to form at gas stations as victims of Hurricane Ida rush to fill up their cars and generators. New Orleans Mayor Democrat LaToya Cantrell says slowly but surely services are being restored to the Big Easy.
We saw some critical success on yesterday. We expect more to come online and gradually throughout the day and, of course, every day making and pushing for significant progress.
The Democratic-led House holding a virtual hearing regarding the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
At least one student is dead after gunshots rang out at Mount Tabor High School in Winston-Salem, North Carolina on Wednesday. North Carolina Democrat Governor Roy Cooper talks about additional actions that can be taken to protect students and staff.
Training school resource officers, making sure that there are more mental health treatment and prevention for students, investing in educators and keeping guns out of school.
The student killed was identified as William Chavis Renard Miller Jr., and the gunman was apprehended hours after the shooting. Auctioneers in France are preparing for a Jurassic-sized sale this fall. The skeleton of the world's biggest triceratops will be up for grabs in October and is expected to fetch up to $1.7 million. Known as Big John, the skull measures more than 8 feet long and more than 6 feet wide. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As people in the south and east are cleaning up after a hurricane, people in the west are still having to deal with wildfires.
The Calder wildfire continues to threaten the resort town of South Lake Tahoe as it burns through the Sierra Nevada mountain range. As of Wednesday afternoon, it was burning through Amador and El Dorado counties in Northern California, having scorched more than 240,000 acres. CAL FIRE says that the blaze is about 20% contained. CAL FIRE spokesman Henry Herrera says that conditions have come together in a perfect storm to create the massive fire. He tells CNBC that the more than 4,000 firefighters battling the blaze are focused on saving lives and communities.
Well, our number one priority is life and the health and safety of our firefighters. Our second priority is to save homes, communities, and that's what we're focusing on the northeast end of the fire around Myers and South Lake Tahoe. We've been building containment lines to keep the fire from entering those areas. We are building contingency lines areas and in the event that the fire crosses those containment lines. And so far we've been successful to keep the fire away from the communities.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Automaker Ford says its U.S. sales were down by 33% last month. The ongoing global shortage of semiconductor chips is causing major problems in the auto industry. Ford's August had an adjusted selling rate of just over 13 million vehicles, the worst pace since June of last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.